Hello there, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, it's our second day looking at this new movie, Tarzan 3D. It's a very exciting new version of a classic old story. We've already learned a little bit about the story. Tarzan is a young boy whose parents were killed, and he was raised in a jungle by gorillas. So he's kind of like a monkey boy.
Right.
Or something like that. And his life is going on pretty fine until he meets a girl named Jane.
Ooh.
Well, that's actually a good thing. He falls in love with her.
Uh-huh.
But then an evil businessman shows up and tries to kill Tarzan. And that's when he and Jane have to escape from the danger that the businessman and all of his bad guy helpers are trying to bring to Tarzan in his peaceful jungle.
Right.
So that's the basic story. Today, though, we're going to learn a little bit about Tarzan, the story, like who wrote it and how long it's been around. And you'll probably be surprised at how long and how popular this story of Tarzan has been.
Reading. Tarzan 3D. The story of Tarzan has been told many times in film since Edgar Rice Burroughs created the character. In 1912, he wrote Tarzan of the Apes. The novel became a hit, and Burroughs composed a number of sequels. The Tarzan stories have entertained audiences with their adventure, exotic locations, and especially because Tarzan was portrayed as an unusual hero. Since he was raised by gorillas, Tarzan cannot properly speak or act like most humans do. When he reconnects with humans again, Tarzan falls in love with the first woman he meets. But he is also confused by human behavior. In Tarzan 3D, director Reinhard Close and his team used motion capture technology to make every animal and human come to life. Furthermore, their artificial jungle is so exquisite that it almost looks like a genuine one. With the soundtrack of the animals, wind, and trees, Tarzan 3D makes its viewers feel as if they are in the real wilderness. To see whether Tarzan can find his humanity again, follow him on an exciting journey through the jungle.
Okay, when we say this story is old, we really mean it's old, don't we? It says the story of Tarzan has been told many times in film since Edgar Rice Burroughs created the character. Now, it says in 1912, he wrote Tarzan of the Apes. So that's it. It's more than 100 years old now. To give you an idea of how popular it is, so it's been told many times in film. That means they've made many movies with the Tarzan story. Edgar Rice Burroughs was the name of the man who wrote the story in the first place. Way back in 1912, he wrote this book called Tarzan of the Apes.
Okay, 所以一开始呢我们就提到这个泰山的这个故事呢其实在这个电影当中哇已经出现过很多次了而且还翻拍然后也在卡通当中出现。想到这个呢其实我觉得很多主题常常在电影出现那我们就可以用怎么样呢 Something has been told many times in film. For example, the theme of time travel has been told many times in film as well.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Next we read the novel became a hit and Burroughs composed a number of sequels. What does this word compose mean, Mike?
Well, it means to write, but we often see it when talking about writing music,
yeah.
right? You would say Beethoven composed this, or Lady Gaga composed that new song or something. But we can also use it to talk about writing. Now, you wouldn't necessarily, I composed, some homework for my teacher. It's usually more kind of creative writing, maybe a poem or a novel or a short story or something like that. So, but it's just another way of saying to write something is to compose something. For example, we could say Arthur composed a love letter to his girlfriend. Arthur composed a love letter to his girlfriend.
Wow. So, 我们一开始呢看到 the novel became a hit.、
Mm-hmm.
注意哦，当我们用 something becomes or something is a hit, 就是表示什么东西哇突然变得很红很夯这样的意思啦。在这里 a hit 就是等于 popular 的意思咯，就是非常受欢迎。所以马上呢，哇，这个小说呢就是 Tarzan of the Apes 就变得非常的受欢迎啦。那刚刚呢其实我们还看到 compose 这个字哦 compose 通常其实我们是指比较像是在音乐当中作曲啦不过呢当然在写作当中像是作诗词我们也会用 compose 的字其实就等于 write 的意思咯 Okay, next we read The Tarzan stories have entertained audiences with their adventure exotic locations and especially because Tarzan was portrayed as an unusual hero
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. When someone is portrayed in a way, that means basically they're acted. Someone acts as a person or plays a person. We can often use that other verb, to play someone, okay? For example, you could say, Leonardo DiCaprio portrayed a boy named Jack in Titanic, or he played a guy named Jack in Titanic, all right? So actors portray people. It could be a character from a story, or it could be a real person, right? Someone acting as a famous person who, died long ago or something like that. But it's basically just to act as a person, to play, or to portray. For example, we could say in the new movie Gravity, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney both portrayed astronauts, right? They were acting. They were pretending to be astronauts in that movie, Gravity. Now, Tarzan, in many of the stories, is portrayed as an unusual hero. He doesn't speak very much English.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't wear very many clothes. His best friends are lions and elephants and things like that. So he's a little bit unusual, a little bit strange compared to most movie heroes. The article continues. It says, since he was raised by gorillas, Tarzan cannot properly speak or act like most humans do. That's right. He acts more like an ape, more like a gorilla.Because those were his, parents and brothers and sisters growing up. He doesn't know how to wear clothes or eat the way we do or even speak English. So it says when he reconnects with humans again, Tarzan falls in love with the first woman he meets. Okay, to reconnect is to join again. Remember, Tarzan did grow up with humans, his parents, but they were killed when he was a baby. And then he didn't see any other people until much later.Much later then, he reconnected. He joined up again with humans, and he falls in love with Jane, who is the first woman that he meets. But, so that's a good thing, but it says he is also confused by human behavior. Your behavior is the way you act, all right? The things that you do, the look on your face, the way you say things, just, the general, the way you're doing your life or the way you're living your life. So, for example, you could tell if someone's angry by their behavior. You can tell if they're really happy in a good mood because of their behavior. The angry person might not want to talk to you, might not want to look at you.Might want to, turn away from you. The happy person might hug you and jump and smile a lot. You can tell that just from the way they're acting, their face, their body, their behavior. For example, I could tell by Lisa's behavior that she was angry about something. I could tell by Lisa's behavior that she was angry about something.
OK, 所以当然咯这个泰山是在丛林长大所以当他再次跟人类 reconnect, 再次接触的时候呢他其实很多东西是不熟悉的而且呢他也常常被这个人类的一些行为而感到非常的困惑。其中我们刚刚提到的 behavior, 就是指行为这样子的意思哦。像是呢这个小朋友哦如果呢他们要表现得好可能出外去郊游的时候老师就要说诶你们要表在这个行为上呢要做到最规矩最乖的这个行为我们就会用 on their best behavior 这个片语来表示 For example, the children were all on their best behavior at the museum, meaning they were all behaving very well and politely.
Oh, that's good. Now, in Tarzan 3D, director Reinhard Kluse and his team used motion capture technology to make every animal and human come to life. All right, so it's talking now about how they made the movie that we're going to be watching this season, Tarzan 3D. So they used motion capture technology. That's the kind of thing you might have seen where they put sort of dots on a person, they use a camera and a computer to film them, and then they turn that person into an alien or a monster or some kind of animal. It's not really a person, but it moves in a way that seems very natural to our eyes. So movies like Avatar and Lord of the Rings, they used a lot of motion capture technology, and it really makes these amazing animals, be they aliens or just, you know, talking gorillas or something, it makes them come to life. Now, when something comes to life, it seems very real. It was maybe something that has never moved before. It doesn't move normally, like a tree or a rock or something. But by using computers, by making it into a cartoon, we can make something that is normally dead, like a tree or a rock or a chair or a bicycle, or cars, like in that movie, we make them come to life. It's like they're alive when normally they aren't. That's our shortcut for you. So let's take a little break here and we'll check out more about come to life.
Shortcut for you.
I'm really excited to see this film, Pat.
Me too. I want to see how this 4D idea works.
I read online that they use physical things like smells, lights, air, and movement to make you feel like you are really in the movie.
Oh, that must make the movie really come to life.
It wasn't dead, was it? Is it a zombie movie?
Not come to life like that. In this case, come to life means to look alive and realistic.
I see. Come to life means 活灵活现.
Exactly. The extra effects will make the movie come to life.
I just hope they don't use food smells in the movie.
Why is that?
Food smells will make my hunger come to life, and I'll have to run out and get a snack.
Okay, now in this movie, it's not just the animals that will come to life. The article continues and says, furthermore, their artificial jungle is so exquisite that it almost looks like a genuine one. Oh, so it's also the jungle or the forest that kind of comes to life. Of course, this jungle is artificial. It's not real. They didn't make the movie in a real jungle. It's probably in Hollywood somewhere. A lot of the plants are plastic. You know, they're made by people. They're not real. So artificial means not real, not natural. All right. So this artificial jungle is so exquisite. Something exquisite is pretty much perfect. It looks perfect. It feels perfect. It almost looks like the real thing, but it's not. It's artificial. Let's check out our example word for example sentence, I should say, for artificial. Those flowers always look beautiful because they are artificial. Those flowers always look beautiful because they are artificial. So they never die, they never get brown and dried out because they're not real. They're artificial, or another word, fake. F-A-K-E. You might have heard that. That's another word for artificial, fake. Now, if something isn't artificial, right? It's genuine. That means it's real. It's not fake. It's real, okay? So if the jungle looks like a genuine one, it looks like a real jungle, even though it's fake or it's artificial. That's how good it is. All right, so if genuine, we have an example sentence. Well, for the word genuine, we could say the museum paid $30 million for a genuine Picasso painting. The museum paid $30 million for a genuine Picasso painting, because if it's a real Picasso, it's very expensive. You wouldn't pay $30 million for an artificial painting, that's for sure.
Right, okay, 所以这句的一开始呢是用 furthermore 来开始的在句首，其实呢就是表示除此之外还怎么样的意思，用来补充说明，另外也可以用 moreover 或是 in addition 还有 besides 都有了除此之外还怎么样的意思哦。 它后面我们提到了，就是说哇，它的人工的这个丛林，这个是实在做得非常的精细，很精美哦，看起来就真像真的一样哦。OK， 在这里我们看到 artificial 就是指人工的。也就是说呢 it's fake， 它可能是做的是假的 F-A-K-E， 像是有很多的这个道具啦或是场景啊，就可能都是 artificial， 像是 artificial plants， 就是可能是假造的一些这个草啊，或者呢像是我们吃的东西有时候是有这个人工的香精啦，或者是人工的甜味啊，那我们就可以说 artificial flavors or artificial sweeteners。 OK， 那我们刚刚看到的 exquisite 就是有精美这样的意思，而 genuine 呢其实就是真的这样的意思哦，所以像是真皮我们就会用 genuine leather 这样子来表示哦。
Alright, so we know we've got a great story. We know the movie looks beautiful, makes it look like we're in a real jungle. And then it continues and says, with the soundtrack of the animals, wind and trees, Tarzan 3D makes its viewers feel as if they are in the real wilderness. Well, that's true. We don't just want to see the real jungle. We want to hear what it's like to be in the jungle, the jungle noises of the animals, for example. And that would be part of the soundtrack. The soundtrack is basically what you hear in a movie. It could be music, it could be people talking, it could be sound effects like gunshots or, you know, car chases or something like that. But if you've ever tried to watch a movie without the sound, you know that it takes a lot away from your experience. So the soundtrack of the animals, think of, you know, the call of the monkeys and the birds, the wind, the trees, maybe even the rain, you know, in the jungle, it would really make the viewers, that is, feel as if they are in the real wilderness. Okay, the wilderness is like the wild, outdoors. So you're not in a city, you're not in a park, you're in a forest, you're in a jungle, you're on top of a mountain, far away from people and towns and anything like that, out in the wilderness. So that sounds pretty cool. I've never really been to a jungle, but it sounds like if I watch this movie, I'll have a good idea what it's like. And then we finish with, to see whether Tarzan can find his humanity again, follow him on an exciting journey through the jungle. Yeah, well, that's the big question. Can Tarzan find his humanity? Remember, he is human, but he's living like an animal. He thinks like an animal. He has the life of a gorilla, not a human. So can he become human again? Will he ever wear shoes? Will he ever sleep in a bed? Will he ever comb his hair? We don't know. So we have to follow him on an exciting journey through the jungle. Journey is a word much like trip or voyage. He's going to be going many places through the jungle. He's going to be seeing many new things, having many exciting adventures. Just like, you know, if you took a journey on your bike from one part of Taiwan to another, or took a journey by car across America, you would have a lot of interesting experiences and see interesting things. For example, one of the most famous journeys, Christopher Columbus made his first journey to the New World in 1492. Christopher Columbus made his first journey to the New World in 1492. I think I might be making a journey to the movie theater to watch this. It sounds kind of cool.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question, Mike. Would you like to experience Tarzan's life in the jungle? Why or why not?
Can I experience it just by watching the movie?
Or
do I have to actually live in the jungle like a gorilla?
You have to actually live in the jungle.
No way. Wait,
can
I bring my air conditioner to the jungle?
I don't think so.
That's a little tough.
So why don't you want to experience
it? It's too hot, it's too wet, and there's too many big insects everywhere.
And everything. That's true. I wouldn't want to experience his life either.
Yeah, it might be fun for a couple of days, but I don't think for as long as he lived there. But then again, it would be fun to talk to the gorillas. That'd be kind of cool, and you'd get a lot of exercise chasing your food every day.
I guess.
I think I'd prefer living in the city, personally. Mm. Yeah. What about you guys? Would you like to live like Tarzan of the Jungle?
Tarzan 3D. The story of Tarzan has been told many times in film since Edgar Rice Burroughs created the character.In 1912, he wrote Tarzan of the Apes. The novel became a hit and Burroughs composed a number of sequels. The Tarzan stories have entertained audiences with their adventure, exotic locations, and especially because Tarzan was portrayed as an unusual hero. Since he was raised by gorillas, Tarzan cannot properly speak or act like most humans do. When he reconnects with humans again, Tarzan falls in love with the first woman he meets. But he is also confused by human behavior. In Tarzan 3D, director Reinhard Klos and his team used motion capture technology to make every animal and human come to life. Furthermore, their artificial jungle is so exquisite that it almost looks like a genuine one. With the soundtrack of the animals, wind, and trees, Tarzan 3D makes its viewers feel as if they are in the real wilderness. To see whether Tarzan can find his humanity again, follow him on an exciting journey through the jungle.
Vocabulary Review. Compose. He composed a poem for his girlfriend to show his love for her. Portray. The movie portrayed the early life of the first emperor of China. Behavior. A child's behavior is more innocent than that of an adult's. Artificial. He lost his leg while fighting as a soldier, but now has an artificial leg. Genuine. This is not a genuine diamond and is actually a piece of glass. Journey. Freddy went on a journey with his friends to discover the beauty of Taiwan.